In this lesson, I will introduce you how to say something is supposed to be the case by using はずです。はずです follows a sentence ending in the plain form. For example, 今日は天気がいいので鈴木さんは公園に行くはずです。Because it's sunny today, Mr. Suzuki must be going to the park. The plain form 行く is followed by はずです。行くはずです。今日は天気がいいので鈴木さんは公園に行くはずです。今日は休みなので鈴木さんはまだ寝ているはずです。Because today is a holiday, Mr. Suzuki must be still sleeping. まだ means still. 寝ている describes the result of a change from being awake to sleeping, which comes from a verb 寝る sleep. If you want to learn more about result of a change, please check the link. 寝ているはずです。今日は休みなので鈴木さんはまだ寝ているはずです。はずです is used when you assume something without conclusive evidence. I have introduced two example sentences for verbs, but you can also make はずです sentence using adjectives and nouns. I'll show you some examples.
この映画はとても人気なので面白いはずです。
Because this movie is very popular, it should be fun.
面白い is an e adjective which means fun or interesting. 面白いはずです。この映画はとても人気なので面白いはずです。道路の向こうなら静かなはずです。
Here is noisy, but it should be quiet across the street.As I explained in the past episode, nara indicates limitation or contrast. In this situation, nara is used to compare the place where I'm standing with a place across the street. For more detail of nara, please check the link.
Shizukana is a na adjective, which means quiet. Shizukana hazu desu. Douro no mukou nara shizukana hazu desu.今日は台風なので大会は中止のはずです。
Because today is a typhoon, the convention should be cancelled.
中止 is a noun which means cancel. When はずです follows a noun, the particle の comes between the noun and はずです。中止のはずです。今日は台風なので大会は中止のはずです。
You can change はずです into the past tense, which is はずでした, to describe something that was supposed to have been the case. The sentence ending in plain form followed by はずでした remained the present tense.
昨日東京に行くはずでしたが、雪で行けませんでした。
I was supposed to go to Tokyo yesterday, but I couldn't go because of snow.
行くはずでした describes the past tense, but 行く go remains the present tense.
It hasn't changed to 行った past tense.
行くはずでした。昨日東京に行くはずでしたが、雪で行けませんでした。
Let me wrap up this lesson. You can describe something is supposed to be the case by using はずです。はずです is used when you assume something without conclusive evidence. はずです can follow the plain form ending of a verb, an adjective, and a noun. You can change はずです into はずでした to describe something that was supposed to have been the case. The sentence ending in the plain form followed by はずでした remained the present tense. How was this lesson?In this radio, I'm giving you some tips about Japanese grammar. Thank you for listening and enjoy your study.